In less than 2 weeks, Iraqis will go to the polls to vote on their new constitution. However, this past weekend, Shiite and Kurdish leaders quietly clarified the meaning of the Arabic word for voter, making the referendum virtually certain to pass. Joining me for some clarification about the significance of this new rule and its effect on the legitimacy of the new constitution is Farnaz Fasihi, Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. She's on the phone from Iraq. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Farnaz, in English, voter means voter, but this new rule has somehow actually designated more than one meaning for the word. Can you explain this to us?
Yes. Apparently, in the Arabic version of the transitional authority law, the TAL, which was written by the U.S.-appointed governing council last year, the word voter in Arabic, nahabin, can be interpreted in two ways. It can be either registered voters or electorals, or people who physically go and vote. In that article, it says the referendum of the Constitution shall pass if 50% of voters vote yes, will be rejected if two-thirds of voters in any three provinces say no. What the Iraqi National Assembly has done, the Kurdish and Shia coalition, on Sunday, is that they've decided to define voter in the same article in two different ways, meaning if the resolution they've passed calls, if the voter votes yes, it means actual physical voters have to, 50% of physical ballots cast, if they're yes, the resolution passes. But two-thirds of registered voters have to reject it in order for the Constitution to be vetoed. This opens the door for a lot of questions in terms of whether this is fair or even legal.
Farnaz Fasihi is Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Farnaz, how have Shiite members of the Assembly defended this action?
They have defended it by saying that they are worried that that voter turnout may be low in some provinces, therefore, because of terrorist threats, for example, in Anbar, therefore, there may not be enough voters to vote yes. But that's not, that doesn't seem to be acceptable to UN and US officials here, who will support a democratic process, but not a process that is deemed as undemocratic and rigged.
It certainly seems like a manipulation of the process. And, of course, Sunni Arab leaders are not happy with it and are threatening to boycott the vote. So does this jeopardize the whole election or the whole vote?
You know, Glenn, this has already been a very difficult process. The drafting of the Constitution was meant to bring some sort of a unity to Iraq's different sects, the Sunnis, the Arabs, the Sunni and Shia Arabs and the Kurds. And instead, it's really just divided the gap along sectarian lines. There's been more wrangling and more problems and more infighting. Where essentially the draft that's being presented for vote never had the Sunni endorsement. And now, with something like this, I think the Sunnis are very, very angry, and they're dismissing this process from the beginning as illegal.
So what does this mean for the legitimacy of this constitution if it is approved?
Well, it depends on whether the things stay as they are. I think that people I've spoken to in the Iraqi with the Iraqi officials, that they're going to meet. They've been meeting since yesterday to discuss this, to come up with a language that's acceptable to American and UN observers and advisors. So I think we will see some change in the next few days. But I think to some degree, the damage already has been done.
What is the Sunnis
are concerned.
What has the reaction been from the UN, first of all, the UN advisors? What have they been and observers?
The UN have, according to Iraqi officials, the UN have gone to see them. They have said that this is not acceptable to them, and they've talked to the Iraqi officials. This is what they say, to change this language.
And this has to be a setback for
so have the Americans.
Yeah, and I was going to say this has to be a setback for the U.S.
Well, you could say that. I think that we could say that the fact that they came up with something like this is a setback and probably very frustrating for Americans who are trying to promote a democratic and fair process and really rein in the Sunnis and bring them in and give them a stake at participating in this election, because, you know, this insurgency in Iraq draws its rank and file from the Sunnis. Therefore, it's really crucial for Iraq's stability to bring the Sunnis in and give them a stake at the political process.
What's at stake here, ultimately? How important is this?
What is at stake is a political process that is seen by most of Iraqis as acceptable and legitimate, and that Sunnis do participate. Because if you alienate the Sunnis, then you can't really stabilize Iraq, because you can't deal with the insurgency.
And, of course, for the Bush administration, the stated goal of the mission in Iraq is to promote democracy. And if this is seen to be undermining democracy, again, a difficult turn of events for the Bush administration in its pursuit of its goals.
Absolutely, Glenn. I think it will be a very difficult turn of events. And I think that, the Americans were not publicly making statements about this yesterday, but I'm sure that they're very concerned because, you know, this process has to have the appearance of being fair and just and taking all the sides into consideration. From the beginning, not having the Sunni endorsement was problematic, but this is yet another step which has raised a lot of questions about this process. And again, there's a lot of sectarian tension in Iraq. There's sectarian killings. People are very, very worried about civil war. Some Iraqi officials even say there's undeclared civil war in Iraq. So it's in the best interest of Iraqis and Iraq, I think, for this political process to succeed.
Thanks so much, Farnaz, for joining us today. Farnaz Fasihi is the Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, and she joined us from Iraq. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.